Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh yeah, what's up everyone? How you guys and gals doing? Welcome to the show. What percentage of technicians are females? I have to say, China Doll, you women are starting to move up in industries that never before seen or saw, if you want to be politically correct there. Industries that never seen this kind of stuff from women before. What's going on?
Because we can do things just like men can do. And, man, women...
Some could do it better.
Women can make some good money being mechanics.
I'm telling you something, man. You know, one thing that I am kind of disappointed in...
What's that?
...is our daughter, okay? I am disappointed in our daughter. And you're probably saying, well, why are you disappointed in your daughter? Well...
I know why.
She had a guy that was chasing her, really liked her. Yeah. But see, she is in the professional field, they say.
Yeah.
What is he, a school psych or whatever it is?
School psych.
And he happened to be an automotive technician.
Yes.
And what did she say to you? She's stuttering already.
I need somebody that makes as much money as me or more.
The thing is, he probably made more money than her.
Technically, after all that went down, I found out he makes
probably six figures.
He makes twice as much as she does.
That's pretty sad because she judged a book by a cover.
Because he not only works on like regular cars, he works on track like semis as well.
So he's a diesel tech.
So he,
you know, a blue collar type of dude.
Yeah.
And because he didn't wear the suit and tie, that's how it ended up.
Yep.
But what's interesting is they have done a study now, and 12% of the tech field, and this is both automotive and motorcycles, are women now. And you'll have some old school guys out there say, there's no way I'd let a woman work on my stuff. I think they're stupid. Because some of these women have better skills than any man I know out there.
Hey, and if you think about it, you bring your bike in and a woman fixes it, that bike's going to come back nice and clean.
Or you're going to get really embarrassed because you can't work on your own bike.
And she can.
Imagine going out to a bar with your buddies. Yeah, my mechanic's a she.
I think that's
lame.
I think that's the biggest thing right there. Men are embarrassed because they can't work on their own car or they cannot work on their own bike. But when they go into the place and there's a female tech, that makes them feel a little bad.
Less superior, I think.
They do. They feel a little bad about themselves, the fact that she can do it and they can't.
And you know what? I say good for her at that point.
Hell yeah. I'd be high-fiving her, fist bumping her, and be like, go girl, go do it.
What does that say about men and their insecurities?
They have very high insecurities of the fact that if some woman can do it better than they can, then you know that makes them less superior than the female.
That's just like truck drivers, and there's a lot of females in truck driving now.
Yes, there are.
And you heard the grumblings when it first started out, where a lot more females were coming into the industry. And next thing you know, everybody's bad mouthing them.
Yep.
You women have to go through some crap, man.
Well,
you
that's
do.
Just like female doctors to male doctors.
And I like what Jason has to say here. I really do. Because you know what? I know some girls that can rock on some cars and some bikes. They can rock them. If you're going to be a mechanic to begin with, what difference? And this is the question. What difference does it make what gender the mechanic is, as long as they know how to get the problem fixed?
It shouldn't make a difference.
I don't think so either.
I think the fact that they know how to fix your situation with your bike or your
You should
car
be high-fiving them
truck,
or buying a beer.
You should be like, hey, you found out the problem. I couldn't figure it out. Good for you.
Like Mooch says, I once had a female Harley tech. She performed well. Only issue was when she needed help physically once in a while. And I don't think there's nothing bad with that.
No, because aren't you supposed to ask techs, whether it's in the Harley, you know, working on Harleys, bikes, whatever, or working in dealer in a car shop, whatever. Aren't you supposed to be working together as a team?
Well, yeah, damn right. I tell you what, man, in my shop, if we had a woman, she wouldn't be treated any different than anybody else.
No, and I think, you know, how many times has a male technician needed assistance with something?
Oh, all the time.
So how?
Why do you think all the swear words are created? You know where they come from, right? An auto shop.
An auto shop. Mm-hmm.
That's where they come from.
Well, I do believe that there is, you know, you were talking about the 12%, you know, which that's a big change because back in 1999, it was only 1.4% women were made up of that of this industry.
1.4%, and 1.4%, it gained over 11%. That's pretty good.
And now it's up to 12%.
Well, that just shows you the changing of society's minds about women in the workforce now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then some of these younger girls, they need to realize that auto tech is offered in majority of the high schools.
It is. Well, what's unfortunate though is it's only the basics that are offered in high school.
But the benefit though is the fact that those women that take that class in high school,
they go on to, you know,
have knowledge of stuff that other females won't when it comes to taking care of their vehicle.
Well, that's true, but going back to, you brought up the, you know, the tech shop at high school, I don't think they go far enough. They give them the basics, like a maintenance tech. And next thing you know, they're making these kids pay $40,000 to go to school for 1 year. UTI, by the way, Universal Tech.
I think
it's a scam.
I think the best way to learn is from a man like your dad or an uncle or a grandfather in your own garage.
Well, we've lost, you know what? You bring up a good point. We lost that.
You don't see it
when
anymore.
You would have parents actually taking their kids out, whether it be working on a bike or working on a car or old truck. Nobody does that with the kids no more.
Mm-mm.
And it's no wonder that the kids get this elitist attitude, like our daughter, who don't want to go into the field, be a blue collar worker. They all think they have to go and be in college.
Yeah. Well, now, recently, our daughter has said, you know, I really wish that I was just, I don't know, an English teacher instead. And I'm like,
well, the real world starts getting to you, don't it?
And I'm like, girl, you'd be making less than what you're making now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so what's your problem? I'd be ecstatic to make what she makes a year.
Well, yeah.
But at the same time.
Well, that's kind of like, you know, the gender, it's like flipping on everything. You got women coming into, you know, the technical type of jobs like mechanics and stuff. But then it's always been weird when you see a man that's a nurse.
And to be honest with you, I would rather have a male nurse than a female nurse.
Why?
Bedside manner. Big difference.
Really?
Yeah. One of the times when I went to Beloit Hospital, I had a female nurse and she was kind of rude and snippy. Then the next time I went, I had the male nurse and he's all laid back and answering your questions. I mean, the bedside manner to me was a big difference.
Well, you know what, Jack, he brought up a good point right here. HVAC contractors that he worked with would only hire women, and if they stayed, they got full-time apprenticeships. That's one thing that I think is lacking nowadays, especially with the unions, And I don't know what the hell the UAW does, but the apprenticeship program used to be a big thing when we were younger. It ain't big anymore. You know, you had different, and in a lot of shops, you still have this, whether it be Harley, whether it be BMW, Ford, you had apprentices, then you went on to journeyman, then you went on to master status.
Yeah.
Now you got a lot of these kids that are getting all their head filled from UTI or MMI that as soon as they're done, they're going to get in there and they're going to be a master tech.
See, and Jack gets it. He says, I agree on the nurse. Male nurses feel much less judgmental. And that's it right there.
Less judgmental.
Female nurses are very, they like you're in there for a specific problem and they're judgy. They're very judgy.
Mm-hmm.
And the male nurses, they just want to make sure you feel better.
Right.
It's true.
I think that has to, you know, I think it works the other way around with women as techs. They listen a lot more than a male will.
Yeah, they do. They have better listening skills.
Yeah, they do got better listening skills. Is it because they got to prove something? What?
I think women have to hold higher standards when working in the technical field than a man would.
That's very interesting, right?
I think that the woman has to kind of prove that she can accomplish something. And like if she's working with all men, she has to be able to prove that she can hold her own up against all these other men. Then once she feels more comfortable, she could probably feel like, okay, I don't got to compete with them anymore. They know I can do my job.
What's worse is we as parents, if you have a daughter, you're always pushing her into, you know, go to professional route through college and stuff. Nobody ever said, hey, why don't you go in the welding, or why do you think that is? Do you think we are still have that bias even for our own daughters?
Yes. Because a lot of people, even the way you were brought up, you know, they say this profession is for this sex.
It was
this
like that.
This profession is for this sex. And that's why a lot of people, like women growing up, are pushed towards like beauty school, nursing, education. They're not pushed towards tech school or,
well, that's just like a woman riding a bike. It took me forever.
Contractors or, you know, that kind of stuff.
It took me forever just to accept a woman riding her own bike. And that's because the way we came up.
The way you came up, it was always, the woman is always on the back, not the front.
And now it's like, damn, man, these women can ride better than we ever could.
Now I think you're seeing not as close as 50-50, but I'd say maybe 30% women, you know.
Yeah, you got about 30% more women that are riding their own bikes.
Yep.
Which is a good thing, I think.
Definitely.
You know, no longer are the days of in the kitchen watching the babies.
No. They're out doing their thing.
And I think the interest is good for everything.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, if I had the opportunity, if my dad pushed me more towards, you know, auto mechanics, I think I would have done that instead of when I was in high school. I did child education and development.
I have to say, you're pretty good with a wrench.
Because I pay attention.
You do. You have a lot more.
I could take out a spark
attention
plug.
Skills.
I could take out a spark plug. I mean, it's not like I want to do it all the time, but I can.
Man, sometimes I look at the techs that have been in it for years and years and years. The body takes a beating, man. It is a physical type of deal. It really is.
It is.
So then the question is, if there's only 12%, which is high now in the field, how many are going to last after, say, 10 years because of the physical stuff?
I hope it goes higher. I hope the percentage rate goes higher than what it's at now. I think people need to start realizing that women can be equal in the field.
Is that what it comes down to? Women being equal at that point?
Well, if you got a male tech and a female tech in, let's say, a Harley dealership, okay, they're going to be schooled by the same amount of knowledge. It's just
I tell
based
you what,
on the length of time that they've done it.
At Kegels, And this was the weirdest thing that ever happened to me. Went up to the parts counter. Dude did not know what the hell I was talking about. Didn't know nothing. The girl comes up. She knew everything. And I'm sitting here looking at him like, dude.
Yeah, you just been thrown over by a female, stupid.
She knew it all.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm sitting here. What happened? If you're going to be in a parts counter, at least know what the hell you're doing.
And how much you want to bet that that female parts person was raised around bikes?
Well, you can tell she was raised around bikes.
Her dad, her grandpa, her uncles, and she was probably the one little kid that was in the garage.
That was more interested in that than Barbies.
Exactly. She was all, hey, what you need? Here's a flathead. Here's a socket. Yeah, she knew what she was doing. She probably's known since she was like five.
Well, that's one thing that always irritated me about parts people. Is now you go to like an AutoZone or Advanced Auto.
They just look it all up on the computer now.
They can't even do that right. They don't even know what parts they're talking about anymore.
Uh-uh.
They'll sit there and ask you, okay, what is a coil? Are you serious? You're behind a counter? They hire people right off the street now. There's no pride even in that industry anymore.
No, there's not. I don't know how many times I've gone into AutoZone or O'Reilly's or whatever, and they just look at you like, you need a what? And then they have to call somebody else over.
And I think that is...
And then they can't even explain it to the other person. They're like, can you tell him what you said?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. You know what? I think it is the demise because of the corporate environment that took these industries over.
Yeah.
Like an AutoZone, the parts industry. That is totally a different parts store than where I started out at.
Forest City.
Where it was, you had to know what you were talking about.
Yep.
Because there was no computers. There was a stack of books and that was about it.
Yep.
And now they don't even care to even learn what they're doing.
Hell, I remember going into Walmart years back. And you actually had to pick up the catalog just to find the correct headlight bulb. Now it's all automated.
You can't even go into one of these stores without having to shop on your own phone.
Because you can't find it.
You can't find it. Okay, what aisle is it in? But I think
and
if you go
and find anybody to help you find it.
I think if you go into an industry, you have to have some kind of pride in it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go in, at least try to learn what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I fault a lot of these companies because, quite frankly, they don't care if they learn. They rather pay them $10 an hour or whatever the minimum wage is and saying, yeah, you're getting a start in the automotive industry. Shut up, stupid. That's what I say. Teach them. Yeah. That's what schooling was. You know what? If there was more trade schools, the world would be a better place right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they want to push these kids into these colleges. And I'd have to say 90% of them ain't even built for that.
Mm-mm.
And then you wonder why, you know, you have all these problems because you haven't taught them a trade. Welding, come on. How much do they make? They make big money.
Yeah, they do. I know a few
mechanics make big money
that are welders.
But it seems like that society still has this negative view on them type industries, even though truck drivers run the country. Without a truck driver, you're done.
Without a truck driver, you ain't eating. You ain't getting nothing at the stores. Nothing. It's empty.
You ain't eating.
No, you ain't getting anything if you don't have them truck
drivers. And what's even worse about the truck driving industry is Illinois passed the law where you have to go to school to get your CDL.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome. But how are you going to pay for it? They don't accept federal funding.
Nope. Out of pocket.
How you're making a law and people can't afford to do it.
Yeah. Stupid. Prince Kirk.
Then you got these guys, okay, for 40 hours or 160 hours of training, we'll charge you $7,000. Shut up, stupid. That ain't happening with me. My God.
You're like, hell to the no.
Hell no.
That's crazy.
And that's the same way I feel about the Universal Technical Institute. You want me to pay you how much? And you're not going to teach me nothing but the basics I can go learn as an apprentice in a shop?
Well, a lot of places don't even do apprentices anymore, and I think they should go back to it.
Well, so do I. A lot of mom and pop stores do, though.
Right, but I'm talking about the bigger name companies.
The bigger ones do. We do that kind of stuff. But
you don't hear a lot about it, though.
Well, you're not going to hear about it because it's like an industry secret now.
It's like behind closed doors. Don't talk about it.
Which might be a good thing because, you know, you got to know somebody to get into that kind of position. Because that means you might actually stick around. I don't know a lot of younger kids that can actually finish an apprenticeship program anymore. It's too much hard work.
Yeah, they don't want to put the work in.
No, they want it now.
Yeah, and the problem is you can't always have things right now. You got to put in the work to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to do that.
What is that? Pilot J, what do they call that? Mm-hmm. That truck stop?
Flying J.
Flying J, yeah. They got a good apprenticeship program for diesel techs, that I know. And with diesel techs, man, my God, do they take it on the body. They got to lift some stuff that be like, yeah, right, you go do it. You know, they do got that kind of, you know, there are companies out there that do have good apprenticeship programs. You just got to find them. And you got to try to, you got to say to yourself, okay, is this the career I'm going to do?
Can I be an apprentice at your work?
No.
Oh.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Damn.
No, I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I can't even stand you on the show sometimes.
Oh, that's sad.
Jason says, the other problem is most young people don't have enough patience to work their way up in the industry anymore. You know what? You got that right. It's like they want to get out of college, and next thing you know, they want to be the CEO.
Yeah.
Or you actually have some of them on, what is that, TikTok or Instagram doing these videos complaining. They got to work a 9-to-5 job. They have no work-life balance. I'm sitting there like,
9-to-5, you got plenty of work-life.
Are you kidding me? 9-to-5? I'd love to have an hour, you know, a schedule like that.
What's that schedule? What is that like?
Yeah, what is that like? Please tell me.
Oh, my God. And weekends off, right?
And weekends off. So they get a Monday through Friday gig, 9-to-5.
And weekends off.
And weekends off, well, and they still complain.
If you can't balance work life on that, you're an idiot. Because I know I could. How about you?
Oh, well, I think that's the difference in generations. It's morons, a lot different.
Morons.
And you know what? Generation Z coming into the auto or motorcycle tech industry are the same way, even there. You sit back and you would say, okay, well, you know, you're going to be working on this, working on that, and then they'll actually bitch about having to work on that particular job. It's like, you don't get the cream of the crop. You don't get the easy cake money like suspension and freaking steering. No, you're going to go over there and do an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you don't got the experience.
Or change some tires.
You didn't put in your time to get there. So, no, you're going to go over there and do the MT jobs until you get better at what you're doing. You got to get more time. But they want to come in and right away. They want to make that big money.
Let me work on the engine.
Yeah, let me worry. Let me go do a freaking head gasket or something. No.
You got to work your way up to that.
You're damn right you got to work your way up to that kind of stuff. And I think that's something that even parents ain't telling their kids anymore.
You're not going to get it right from the get.
No, you're not going to get it from the get-go.
You got to work for it.
And that's sad that you have to say that. Unbelievable, if you ask me.
I think it's funny because, like, when I went to the tire place up the road and I had to have that flat fixed, I looked at the guy, dude, can you make sure there's like a good bead seal? And he looks at me like, what? And you torque it right, right? Did you torque it right? When you put it on.
But it's only hard, but it's only real hard and low money while you learn. Yeah, when you learn, you're not going to be making the big money. It's only when you learn and you hone your craft that you're going to start making the real money.
Yeah.
And again, techs, either in motorcycle or automotive, they're making six figures a year. Mm-hmm. They're making big money. But it ain't going to be, okay, your first, second, third, fourth, fifth year. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because most of the time you're working with flag hours or book hours, as it's called. So you're going to have to learn how to work on two, three things at once. But you don't got the education to do that yet.
Come on, I can go in your shop and do oil changes and tires. Come on, hire me. Peace.
Give them a fun one, like the guy that comes in complaining that every time he pushes the air conditioning button, the wipers turn on and the horn blows, electrical problems. Oh my God, I hate it. Especially now with these newer vehicles. That's why I don't like riding
like an Audi.
Oh my God, they're trash.
I'm only making fun of that because you said the guy that works with you, Audi, was broke.
Yeah, he had his your battery. How's that Audi power working for you? My Chevy power out here is working good. But at the same time, I tell everybody, well, you know, if you want a Ford, Dodge, or a Chevy, only buy a truck. Their cars are garbage.
So how is it working on vehicles with electrical issues?
They suck. When you got to put a battery in the BMW in the trunk and you got all this electrical crap going on.
How about a vehicle that has the battery underneath the seat?
Those suck even more.
Especially if it's like the back seat and you got to drill.
And you always can tell they're freaking from foreign makers. It's like, dude, you guys are foreign, man. You guys got drunk or something and made this up.
And the best part is when you got to change it and it's in the back seat. Back seats are so damn small now in vehicles. That
you can't get any loving in the modern day car, I tell you that.
You got to have a female that works there just to get in there to change the battery because she's small enough to fit.
Jack, I can't tell you how many 2x2x3 12-hour shifts I put in as a machine operator making $9 an hour. Kids at McPuke make triple that to work in air conditioning. You know what? There you are, machine operators too. That's another craft. Another one that takes time to learn, but people don't have patience to learn it.
No, and I actually had a customer say something yesterday about, I don't know why I'm bothering working for 15 an hour when I could just go to McDonald's and make 25.
Well, then go to McDonald's and make 25, and if that's the career you want, go.
Then do it. It's like I looked at her. I'm like, so then go do it if you're going to sit here and complain about it. I go, I don't care what you do for a job.
Well, I think there's actually no loyalty anymore out there to work. I'm not talking about a company. I'm talking about work.
Yeah.
People don't want to do it anymore. You're a killer at that. You know how to put in the day's work. You never call off, none of that stuff, but you see somebody that's 21, 22 years old, and all of a sudden, it's like, I'm sick.
Yeah, after like a week of working.
After a week of working, I'm they want to take a week's vacation.
I'm sick. I can't come in. You've only been here a week. Yeah, I'm sick. Okay. From that,
those are the type you want to smack.
No, and when we get that phone call after like a week or two of them working, and then they're all of a sudden calling off sick, I'm like, they ain't coming back.
No. Uh-uh. Well, a lot of people, what they do is they'll go to work, make the one or two paychecks,
and then walk away.
Then walk away and do it again at another place.
Yeah. Just enough.
The days are over when people used to work 40, 50 years for a company. And that's sad. You know, you could argue that once companies got away from pensions and went to 401ks, that's one of the reasons why there's no loyalty anymore. But your dad, what, he worked there all his life at that one?
U.S. Life Insurance, yeah. He worked there for, God, 30, 40 years.
But now you won't see that out of anybody.
And he worked his way up. I mean, from just the
regular. Yeah, he wasn't a senior vice president on day one.
No, he worked his way up there. He was senior VP probably the last 20 years he was there.
And that's the thing that kids have to understand.
But it took him 20 years to get there. And then he was it for 20 years.
Well, you know what? That's a very good question right there, Jason. And he is curious, and so am I. When did full-time go from 40 hours a week to 30 hours a week?
It's not.
But most of the time, that's what people, they think, 32 hours is full-time, though.
32 hours technically is full-time.
What happened to 40? They're missing a day in there.
Yeah, they're missing a day. Technically, I know with our company, anything over 32 hours is considered full time.
And this is interesting from Steve. It has a lot to do with zero loyalty from the company. I had a job where the grandson took over and got a ride off all the guys with 30 plus years experience. So do you think companies ain't the way they used to be either?
Companies don't have respect for their employees anymore.
But I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Do you think that is because, say, some of these unions out there, they're demanding like $80 an hour for nothing?
It's one of the reasons why I never want to work for a company that has one.
Oh, I'll never work union. Never. And I hate to say that because unions ain't like they used to be. They used to be about the working man and woman.
Yeah.
Now it's about who they can put the money into the pockets of what politician.
Yeah. It's a big change. You know,
the bosses at the unions, they don't care about the rank and file members, not like Jimmy Hoffa did. They just don't care. And when you have a 100-year-old company like Yellow Trucking that just shut its doors because of unreasonable demands by a union, you have to ask yourself, why should a company be loyal?
A lot of times companies aren't loyal because of the fact that they can't keep their staff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have such a high turnover in employees.
I know where I work. The company is freaking loyal as hell, man. They throw out the benefits. You don't even need a union to get the damn benefits that I get.
But I think corporations also don't realize that you're not going to keep employees if.
Yeah, Jack Yellow's gone, man. I think it happened last year. Good.
You're not going to be able to keep your employees if you don't treat them well. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't treat your employees well as a corporation, you're going to have a high turnover.
But at the same time, how do you put it on them when you can't get people to work? Your company's it's like our turnover haven.
Our company's impossible. I'm not going to lie.
Is it the company's fault or the company who hires the managers to manage the place?
I think it's they're hiring the wrong people for managers of the locations. Because a lot of times I've seen high turnover at like our location because of the manager.
Right.
Like the last two, they all quit because of the manager.
So then you got to ask yourself, the 12% of women that's getting in the tech industry now, is the percentage going up because you have others that just don't want to work?
Probably. Because people would rather sit at home and think they should be handed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sad. It's really sad how this world has done like a big 380.
380's, that's a nice way of saying that right there.
It's bad. It's, I don't know. And I know all corporations.
But what do you think about what Warren just said? A lot of managers aren't paid enough to give a crap.
That's also possible. That's also possible. I mean, I'm only an assistant manager, and I personally still don't think I get paid enough to deal with a lot of the crap that goes on.
Yeah, but didn't you accept that money to do a job?
I did. Just like the managers for our company, for each one of our locations, they accepted it knowing what they were going into.
So then why wouldn't they put their full effort into it? If you accepted it, you got to put the effort in then.
Yeah. And if, you know, things happen, it's the manager's responsibility to deal with it.
And that's one thing I never understand about people is, okay, You go accept something, you said you're going to do something, and then they turn around and blame the one that gave them the job.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second. They offered you said money. You said yes, you were going to do this. And now you're mad at the company? Why?
Well, and I think the only thing I have to say is, as an assistant, I'm grateful because of the fact that I'm hourly. All the managers are salary. And I personally think a lot of managers that are paid salary have the ignorance of not sitting there trying to figure out the math work on how
much. I'd never do salary. Never.
They don't sit back and do the math work like, okay, let's say you're making this much a year.
You're making, you got to work 50 actually, hours a week and you're only getting paid for 40, dummy.
Yeah. And people don't sit there and sit back and do the math and go, okay, well, I'm actually only making this much an hour. If I get paid this much in a salary and you don't get overtime and you don't get the time and a half, whatever, you don't
but
get the
you
holiday
chose
pay,
to do it that way.
But the manager chose to do it
because without... you heard, oh, I'm going to be making $80,000 a year. Dummy. It might be only a couple bucks more an hour that you're making now.
Exactly.
Because you got to put in the extra work.
Yep. Mm hmm.
And that's always hilarious. Then they come back once they realize it. They're like, oh, man, I screwed up.
She didn't realize, my boss didn't realize that she was technically working 50 hours a week and only getting paid for 40 because she is one of those ones that did not sit there and figure out, okay, I'm making X amount of dollars. Here's what I'm.
Here's what I'd be making in overtime if I did that.
Like literally 6 months ago was when she first realized, and she's been the manager for now 3 years.
So if she just realized now after 3 years, do you think she should be a manager?
No, she should have realized that before she even accepted the position. And you should also have realized the fact that if the if the manager before you was working 50 hours and knowingly only getting paid for 40, then you should realize common sense wise, that's what's going to happen when you take over the store.
Well, that is common sense wise. And I truly believe a lot of these companies hire managers that ain't qualified to do damn crap.
And I agree with you. 100%.
You know what? Most of these managers are like teachers. Okay. They only know what they're learning out of a book. They don't understand the real world, and here they are trying to teach somebody else. Mm-hmm. No experience whatsoever.
No.
Unbelievable, man. Mm-mm. Unbelievable.
Are you ready?
It's the first thing I switch off.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
The top.
Ready to
rumble. WMMR-DB Rockford.
Oh, yeah. Right now we're talking about what percentage of technicians are females, and it was interesting. 12%, man, 12%. And we got a story coming in right now that's pretty interesting to me. Now, everybody knows Elon Musk, man. He's like the patriot of free speech, and everybody hates him. And you have to say, well, why does everybody hate him? Well, because he ain't towing the party line. So now this out of Motor Trend, drug abuse accusations are threatening his CEO position over at Tesla. So now they're throwing out rumors that he's doing all kinds of drugs and stuff like that. Let's see here. It would be easy to dismiss Musk's previous comments and action as the personality of an eccentric billionaire. However, a new report from the Wall Street Journal, take it as you will with that one, alleges that at least some of Musk's erratic behavior was fueled by alleged drug abuse, claiming that the CEO has taken LSD, cocaine, ecstasy, and psychedelic mushrooms for you bikers out there. That's a weekend. Citing unnamed sources. You notice how they always say unnamed sources?
Some rat. Dude, he's human. Can't he have fun on the weekends?
You know what? It's just hilarious how these people want to denigrate somebody for standing up for something.
I mean, he's...
There is so many hit pieces on him right now. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
Well, and I guess there's stuff out there about his daughter now, too.
Well, his daughter supposedly hates him or something like that.
Yeah, there's like a lot of...
You're going to hate the father that's a billionaire. You stupid. You stupid. What's wrong with you? Oh, daddy, I love you to death is to be the first thing I'd be doing.
Daddy, you're making billions. I love you.
My God, man. You know what? Somebody's that's an entitled kid right there. But I guarantee she'll be showing up at the will reading.
Of course. But she's a hater. So she might not get nothing.
She might not get nothing. I don't know. I'd have cut her out of the wheel right now.
Yeah, exactly. Dirty Knobs, the woke daughter. That's what she's
and
known
you
as.
Know what, Jason? He is the richest man in the world, and he can do anything he wants. You got to ask yourself, those billionaires, they're hardworking people, man. Because if you got the billions, well, why not just go to Acapulco or something?
I mean, why does it matter what this man does on his off time? If he's doing shrooms.
Well, it has to do with the media is going after him because they don't like he runs Twitter or X. And he allows free speech and goes against the narrative. That's what they cannot stand.
Oh, he's letting people speak their mind. Oh, news media. Too bad. Because you don't.
You know what's funny?
What?
I drive an old ass Chevy Silverado.
Yeah.
Old ass Silverado. When trucks used to be trucks. Even though I do like the 80s and 90s trucks better. But they're too damn expensive now. But anyway, I have to roll down my windows manually.
Yeah.
I have none of that electronic gadgets.
No.
And guess what? You want to see what kind of features are coming out on trucks now? Look at that thing.
What is that?
A multi-flex tailgate on the new Silverado. You believe that? Look at that thing.
What the...
All you have to do is push a button to tailgate. What happened to just opening it?
It drops down.
It drops down. It's all electric.
Hey, that looks like a secret compartment.
Now, Ford, found on Roded, by the way, has a tailgate down backup assist for those people who can't open a damn tailgate.
Wow.
That's some of the new features coming out here. The Ford Super Duty bedside steps. There you go, right there.
The bedside steps is for us short people that can't get into the back of the truck, you idiot.
What? How many features are enough, though? Really, on a truck, how many features are enough?
Steve wants to know what year is your truck.
2003. 20 years old, babe. Almost 21. And she still grinds like she did the day she came off that thing.
It's 21 years old today.
Well, that's why I was saying that. If you're going to buy a Ford, Chevy, or Dodge, only buy a truck. Because the cars suck. You know what's in my shop most of the time?
Cars.
Ford, Chevy, Dodge, cars. and BMWs, all the German stuff, but you hardly see any Japanese cars in there.
Now, see, I don't want to get a newer vehicle than what I have. Mine's a... 2008, right?
Yeah, 2008.
I don't want all the ones with all the gadgets because then I'm going to be too entertained and pushing buttons instead of driving.
She ain't lying.
I'm not.
She ain't lying.
I'm not. I sit in the car when I sit in vehicles and I'm like, ooh, what's that one do? What's that one do? Ooh, what's that one? I'm going to play with all the gadgets. I'm going to just be sitting in my driveway. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to play with all the gadgets because I want to know what every single button in that vehicle
does. Yeah, but those gadgets you got to work on. They cause more issues than anything.
Well, that's why I don't want one with all the bells and the whistles.
Yeah, the bells and the whistles are going to break your ass. Especially if it's China that'll drive him.
Mike, hell no. Yeah, I like playing with the buttons.
Yes, she does.
I want to know what every button does in the vehicle.
That's so you don't have to lift the bigger girls up into the bed of the truck. You know what? That's one thing I got to agree on, Jason, is a backup camera is pretty nice. It is. I got to, you know what? I would have put one on, but then I said, nah.
You gave it to our daughter.
I gave it to my daughter.
Because she's an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's an idiot when she backs out of spots.
2004 Ram, still going when I need her in the snow. Otherwise, I'm. You know what? Them Dodge Rams, oh, they're something else, man. They're good trucks. They really are. If I would have to rate it, I go Chevy, Dodge, and Ford to be like down the road. Dead.
That's what happens.
I'm not a Ford fan. They do make good trucks, but I'm still not a Ford fan, especially with you know, them discontinuing the Mustang and making an electric vehicle out of it. What is wrong with you stupid people?
They're stupid.
Unbelievable. And a Tacoma, they're one of the best too out there, Jack. A Tacoma, they kick it. Why is it that Americans don't understand quality control? You make it to last, you'll get more of.
You sounded like a commercial just there.
What?
You make it to last.
Make it to last.
I'm like, you sounded like a truck commercial. That was funny.
Lone Cowboy, really enjoyed your service advisor video. Yeah, if you haven't seen that, guys, gals, it's on the station right now. He used to be a service advisor for Chrysler dealer back in the 80s. And well, I got to ask Lone Cowboy, how has service advisors changed since then? Because there's been a lot of changes that super service advisors had to go through, especially with all this technology out there now. You know, they were like a parts guy that had to know every damn part of the vehicle, and service advisors the same thing. But the technology that's come out is just blowing my mind.
Service advisors back in the 80s was probably all written, handwritten on paper.
It was all handwritten, man. It wasn't on a computer.
It wasn't in the computer. It was all handwritten. It was all written out on paper and chicken scratch because nobody could read y'all's writing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. My stock tip for today. Anyway, I'm going to put it in there. Get over there and check it out. It's Cardrol Therapeutics CBKD. It's trading at, it's one of them 80 cent ones, and it's got a outlook at $3 for January. So go over there if you want to make some money. But you're not a Ford fan at all either.
No. I've had too many Ford cars that literally were found on road dead.
They were.
Ford Taurus. That was probably one of my worst vehicles, was a Ford Taurus. It's sad.
And, you know, one thing I don't understand about trucks or understand about people is why the hell they spending like $70,000 to $100,000 on these damn things.
That's ridiculous. That's a lot of money.
You shouldn't have to spend more than $4,000 on a truck.
No, you shouldn't.
Get an old one, man. Bypass all that crappy crap, man. All the bells and whistles. That's just sick.
You don't need all them bells and whistles. You don't. You really don't. It's got a good, I'm like, does it got a good stereo?
Yeah, the first thing she goes for is that it has a good stereo.
I turn the stereo on. That's the first thing.
It's like, what are you talking about? Are you stupid? Really?
What I do, that's the first thing I do, is turn the stereo on, and I'm like, does it have a CD player? Does it got, that's all
I don't
that
even
matters.
Think they have CD players anymore.
No, because everybody's got that plug in, the aux plug in, so they,
yeah, you just plug
Bluetooth
it into the
radio.
Yeah, you just go ahead and plug that thing in, you're got a Pandora and stuff.
Yeah, they do. That's sad.
Anyway, we'll be going to members only. If you're not a member, you can go over on YouTube or Spotify. Get on there. Get exclusive content. Man, it was a junkyard in Chicago, man, with those EV vehicles. It was just a literal junkyard of robots, man. That's all it was. We'll be talking about that on Members Only. I'll see you over there, right?
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out.